Rainy, we did it.
Yes, we did it.
We did it.
It's crazy.
We're just live right now. We just want our raw reactions. Insane. Where did you watch at home? What were you doing?
I went to my brother's.
Oh yeah, sure.
We watch a lot of the games together. Yeah, I had my jersey on, the usual stuff. Yeah, it was crazy because it was like it felt like best case scenario from from the go, and it's like I didn't want to even like put voice to the idea that like what if we actually come out and like spank them, but that's how
You
it kind
need
of
it.
felt like early on, and then it was just like holding on for dear life. We're back, baby. We never left, and we're
We
back,
never left. We never left. And that's
and we may
literally what
never leave
Austin and I
again.
were just saying. It's like, it's crazy how we are just our three best games are the three last games we just played. I just can't believe how good they looked. Even when they looked bad, they looked good.
I can't, and yet I can. I mean,
Yeah,
the I
fair.
mean the way this ended. I mean, we talked about this. I were we riffing off the air, or was it
I
live? We were
think.
talking about the necessary roughness. I think that might have
Oh,
been. I
that was
think
on
that
the
was
air.
actually
That was on
okay.
the air.
That was on the air, and I said, imagine this comes out. That's what we got, guys.
Yeah, we did.
MVS,
Yeah, we did.
MVS, who's been
MVS
dropping
is the
balls left and
necessary.
right. I'm hoping I'm gonna spur a run on people renting a 33-year-old movie.
There you go.
But I mean, I still think I actually watched it on the treadmill a couple of years ago. It holds up
Nice.
fairly well. Cathy Ireland is easy on the eyes. But I mean, the premise of one of the receivers is just like this really fast guy who can't catch anything. They never throw to him,
Amazing.
and then he
Yep.
makes a desperation catch. And I mean, he was falling down. Like, it wasn't even an easy
Yes.
catch.
One of the
No.
harder catches I've ever seen him make.
Yeah.
And just an absolute, I mean, he's not quite Make-A-Wish kid, but like, we're talking about a kid that needed that catch.
I mean,
Like,
in two
just
weeks in a
needed
row
it.
that he has been nails, and we did not talk about this on the air last week because I didn't want to put it out in the universe. But I assume, Randy, you saw the stats earlier this year. We may have talked to you about this, about the drop rates in Arrowhead being the
At
highest in the
night,
league at night.
specifically.
Oh,
I don't
And
think we talked about it, but I've seen that. Yes, that there's something about the lights. Tyreek had
the,
like talked about that. Yep.
and the second highest drop rate in any stadium in any time window behind Arrowhead at night was Baltimore in early afternoon.
Yep. Oh my God. So, I mean, there's three profiles for all 32 teams. So that's 96 like light profiles, and number one, Arrowhead at night, number two, M&T Bank in mid-afternoon. And it
And
was
yet,
raining, and
Marquez
yet
Valdes-Scantling.
he's
And he was,
falling
I mean,
backwards.
and yes, it was falling backward mid-harder, but also it meant like the throw had to be perfect. There was no way for him to move on third and nine.
Nine. Yep.
And
Pinned
I mean, I
into the
didn't even
turf.
know, if Andy Reid was willing to throw there,
Sure.
when you could drain the clock. But it was absolutely the right move because if memory serves, it was what, 2:15 on the clock.
Yeah, it was right
So it
on
was
the
like, so
south side
running
of the
there,
2 minute
like
warning
unlike
for the home
most
side.
times where if you run, you guarantee either 40 seconds off the clock or they use a timeout.
Right.
There,
Yeah.
you're only running about 10 to 15 seconds off the clock. So
No.
I'm
Yeah,
thinking
you're
you
not
have,
saving any time by
even if you had an incomplete pass and you punt, okay, they get the ball with like 2:04 left instead of 1:54. You have to go for it. But I didn't expect a 40-yard bomb.
No.
Guys, the Chiefs had
No.
66 yards of total offense in the second half before that play. So
Before that play. Okay, yeah. That was
Before
and
that.
that
I mean, it
was a
reminds me
30
of last
something.
year's AFC Championship. They go for it on fourth and one from like 20, maybe, the Bengals 20-yard line,
Sure.
and
Yeah.
they don't dial up the a quick 3 yard out or
Right,
whatever.
right,
But
right.
no, he throws to Kelce in the end zone.
To the end zone.
Yep,
Right.
and
Exactly
I
right.
mean, and scores a touchdown in the game. We won by 3 points. Like, but that was Travis Kelce. This
Was.
is MVS.
Well, I thought you were going to say it reminded you of the AFC Championship last year because it was MVS and because it
Well,
was the MVS legacy game last year. And now this is obviously it's the single biggest catch he's made as a Chief. It's
you guys
obviously not the biggest
realize
game, but
if we win, and yeah, this is all pretty good. If we win,
sure.
when MVS is going to get massive applause at the parade now, he's getting
At the
massive
Ring of
cheers.
Honor ceremony. No,
Yeah, exactly
okay.
right. No,
I mean,
he changed the narrative. But
he
again,
did.
rooting for this team for the last 6 years it's turned into a movie script. It's just like, this is shit that you would not write in a script
No.
because it's too fairy tale, it's too corny.
AI generated.
Exactly. It's what some computer thinks would make sense for a play by play. It happens, and it's not even that surprising anymore. It's just, I mean, you think about this game. I mean, you know, the Ravens fans have to be sick right now. Zay Flowers is sick right now. He fumbled at the 3-inch line and turned it into a touchback. And I feel bad, but on the other hand, we fumbled from the 1-yard line just a week ago and turned 7 points into a touchback.
I want to win. Quantify really quickly. I just saw this tweet come across from Aaron Schatz, who is the inventor of DVOA. We were talking about it at the jump that this was their three best games of the year. Based on DVOA, their two best games of the year are their last two games. The wild card win over the Dolphins was their fifth best game of the year.
Sure.
So they have played.
Well, here's the other Aaron Schatz tweet I thought that you were actually going to mention, that if they beat the Niners, the Chiefs will have the hardest Super Bowl path by improving DVOA ever, which we had speculated on our last show. Number one, they average DVOA of the team that they faced, 31.6%. Did you guys notice who's number two on that list?
No.
The 2007 New York Giants.
Oh.
Bags, baby. It's all bags.
So let's talk about playoffs bags, because, I mean, the part of the holding on for dear life, I mean, the Chiefs didn't score a point in the second half.
Yeah.
And I mean,
that's not a new occurrence this season, but it's
not a new occurrence, and it's not a new occurrence in a win, but my goodness. I mean, even to listen, no Willie Gay in this game, and you know, a player that I'm sure they game planned, you know, around, because it wasn't clear that he was going to be able to go, but you know, there was some optimism going to the weekend that he'd be able to give it a go, and then to lose Charles Omenihu in the first half with a neck injury, or with after the strip sack, and lose him for the game when he was such a big part of the defensive line rotation, and just to play a man down, let alone the fact that it's one of your best players, but just to play a man down in a playoff game against that big physical Ravens team that's wanting to run the ball, and you know, every single play, I mean, Lamar is impossible. You got to chase Lamar all over the backfield to bring him down. Those guys were gassed, and you don't have a guy, one of the main guys in your rotation out there. Spags doesn't care. Playoff Spags doesn't care.
No. I mean, the Willie Gay thing, I was more concerned about that than learning Joe Tooney couldn't go, because we thought we had an adequate backup left guard. You can fake it a little bit, but like just the unique nature of Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Much like Josh Allen, you have to have somebody who can spy. And I mean, they tried it with like Liu Chenault a little bit last week, and that didn't go great. And that's what I assumed they would have to do today. And they kind of turned to Justin Reed.
Yep.
Yes.
It feels like Justin Reed.
Well, he had
was
that big
unleashed.
Sack on Lamar late. Which
huge. He was everywhere on the field. And you know, we, as much as we talk about how well the Chiefs have drafted over the last, you know, really the last 6-7 years, but especially the last three. You know, especially 21 and 22, really, on the defensive side, how game changers the 2022 draft is. Like, they don't miss in free agency very much either.
Yeah.
But think about it. I mean, Omenihu, great, great pickup. Drew Tranquil, just absurd value for the money.
Reed, obviously, is why he brought this
you know, they,
up.
They, Tyrann Mathieu was, you know, when they had a desperate need in their defense, he was the guy that, you know, both in terms of his ability and his attitude, was such a huge addition for that 2019 team that won the Super Bowl. 3 years are up. He was making a ton of noise about wanting to come back and not, you know, not getting enough money. They just kind of ignored the drama, let him go, brought in a replacement who was younger and, you know, at the time was equal in terms of ability probably, but has been better ever since.
Right.
It's just they.
Joe Tooney was a free agent pick.
I mean, it's like it was a lot of money. They went top of market, but top of market for a left guard. But it's like, has he at any point done anything to make us think, you know, he wasn't worth the money? I mean,
he's all pro.
The other side of that is, you know, Juwan Taylor has, right? Like, Juwan Taylor.
Sure. And MVS.
But a lot of that was, well, MVS was $11 million. I think of Tooney, it was a 5-year $80 million, I want to say.
Yeah, I got you. The big splash.
It was bigger, but. But I mean, also shout out to Juwan Taylor. I mean, I think he had one holding call today, but overall, playing, you know, better in the postseason, in part because so much of his issues wasn't a matter of talent; it was a matter of just being penalized to the point where I think it got into his head for a while. I mean, I think the Chiefs just psychologically were in a difficult space in November and December.
Yes.
And they, you know, they came out of it at like the exact right time. They stripped down the offense to its bare basics. The defense carried them the whole season.
Yeah.
And they and basically relied on that going into the postseason. It's just, we talked about this from the first the playoff preview. It was just this idea that people are sleeping on the Chiefs defense. There was so much emphasis on they can't score. This is the worst offense of the Mahomes era that nobody seemed to understand. We won a playoff game with 17 points today, guys.
Right.
Yeah.
The Chiefs defense was the best unit on the field. I mean, all four offenses and defense, they were dominant. And
this is, Taylor's been calling it a Tom Brady win. And
it is.
I mean, that's a Tom Brady win. It's not the game that, I mean, imagine going back in time to 2018 and tell us as 2018 Chiefs fans that someday Mahomes is going to be winning playoff games 17-10. First of all, Mahomes only scoring 17 points in a game back then
would have
completely blown our minds.
Yeah.
But not only that, the Chiefs defense only giving up 10 points in a playoff game to the number one seed on the road.
Right.
It's number like four DVOA team of all time.
Right. Yeah. The best team on paper that the Chiefs have ever seen. That's the thing.
On the road.
17 in that context isn't bad.
No,
it's not bad at all.
You don't think that's going to be enough to win because you also that team's got a great offense and how do you hold them? I mean, and honestly, if they had needed to, they would have scored more probably. I mean, they were
correct.
They really did shut it down. I think to probably more than I would have recommended in the second half.
Sure.
But at least in the fourth quarter, you could make a case they were already playing the clock.
Yep,
and it's like it's such a weird feeling to be like, oh, we didn't score, but we chewed up 5 minutes.
Trust
that's
the defense.
Fine. Our defense will take over. Now, again, they, you know, there was certainly some luck on the Zay Flowers fumble, but at the same time, if you had to guess who's going to knock the ball out of a guy's hand at the trench line, Legarius Sneed would have been very high on my list.
After he got taunted on early in the game, you know,
which was a big little, 15 yards
a little,
because they ended up
a
I mean,
little
that's,
3-inch line.
A little
right. That think about it, in the same drive. I mean, think about it. He doesn't get that 15-yard penalty.
Two plays
right?
later.
He doesn't have to. He's not at the 1 yard line to fumble in the first place. He's already in the end zone.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah, the fumble itself was, you know, well, it was obviously bad and maybe should have been avoided, but it's a bit of a fluke. I mean, I don't know how much you blame Zay Flowers for that. It was just a hell of a play by the defender.
It was.
The taunting was all him.
Yes, it was.
And man, there were some people pissed about the. I mean, I don't know how many, you know, WhatsApp groups you guys are in that include non-Chiefs fans.
No,
I mean, I heard it from people in multiple groups about how the Chiefs, the refs were favoring the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just like, yes, they're calling roughing the passer penalties. Did you see the way they, you know, the helmet to helmet contact?
They were rough, Ranny. They were rough. I mean, they clocked Mahomes with
the Ravens
right
were
hook.
Very physical.
And- Yes, they were.
And it's funny because, I mean, remember, there was some chippiness before the game even started.
Yeah,
which is Tucker.
And it worked to our advantage. I mean, I think the Ravens got a little too amped up. Well, we got under their skin too much. Obviously, they called the unsportsmanlike conduct on what would have been, I think, like a 3rd and 10 on, was it Van Noy? Where he was the second, where he had Kelsey in the helmet?
Yeah.
Yep.
And
yep.
Maybe they should have called it on Kelsey, but like... That's not a conspiracy. The NFL always calls the second guy. You don't see the first guy. He comes in, knocks him with his helmet.
Yep.
Kelsey's having a great laugh about it. He got it. But the point is, they did it. They took the bait. Yes, we baited them.
Yeah,
they took the bait.
And
sorry,
I mean that's a veteran player who you know, a 34-year-old greatest tight end of all time, just getting in somebody's head.
Now the other thing is when Baltimore, as the team that was A, favored, B, healthy, C, at home, D, hadn't been to a Super Bowl in a while, E, has the MVP at quarterback,
F has blown out every good team they played this year.
Yes, correct. I mean, they had so much. I bring all those points up as the pressure on them to win this game going into the game before it even started. I mean, they were supposed to win this game. They were, you know, as you said, they blew everybody out that they had played, all the good teams. They knew that when they matched up with good teams this year, but it doesn't matter if you don't win the last one you play. Like, none of those other blowouts matter. And I just felt like they got a little tight. I felt like the Chiefs got up to those. They marched right down the field. The first two drives were touchdowns by the Chiefs, which was the first time that Baltimore had allowed two consecutive opening drive touchdowns in certainly this year, but I think they said maybe 2021 or something. It was the first time Lamar had even trailed for a single snap since December of 2021.
By 10 points or more. I saw that, and I think that has to be a typo. It cannot be 2021. 2022, maybe.
You're December talking about 2021. Years?
I saw that, and I'm like, I just can't believe that they didn't trail by 10 points at any point in two consecutive seasons.
Well, he was hurt
last year.
He missed some time.
That's possible. That's a good point.
It knocks the games down a little bit, but
but still a ridiculous amount of time either way. Like, you just never be like, we talk about Patrick. I mean, you know, his record in coming back from down 10 points to. If your record is 0-0, that's an impressive accomplishment by people other than the quarterback. But that's what it is. It's like, this is why going in is like the game plan here or the rationale for picking the Chiefs, even though, you know, the Ravens were so heavily favored, was just this notion that I know what Patrick Mahomes is capable of when he's down. I know what he's capable of in a tight game. We've seen Lamar against an inferior team when the Ravens are able to dominate like they did against the Texans last week. But we have no track record of Lamar Jackson playing at an elite level in a playoff game that is like coming down to the wire or the fourth quarter or when he needs to come back. I mean, Josh Allen, even though he's 0-3 against Patrick Mahomes, we have evidence that he could do it.
Absolutely.
You just didn't have the ball left.
Lamar just had his first 10-point comeback 2 years ago, I think, in his career. They had that crazy stat where he had gone – I mean, his entire career to a certain point. I think it was two seasons ago that they got off Schneid there. But I mean, he had a crazy long streak where he just had never, and he doesn't play in that situation very often, but it took a long time for him to even get one, 10-point comeback on his record.
Right.
And that's something that the Chiefs do in almost every playoff game.
I mean, Mahomes is, I'm pulling the record because I forget, but like 14-9 or whatever it is when trailing by 10 at any point in his career. So that's at least, I mean, he's in the 20s for sure, whatever the exact number is. It's just, it's crazy that Mahomes hasn't had a defense before, really at all. I mean, the 19 team was good, but like, this defense is capable. All he has to do is lead a couple scoring drives and watch him work. We haven't talked about the king of the world yet. Let's at least give a shout out to the luckiest man of all time, Travis Kelce. Mm. Dude is
certainly having the greatest year anybody has ever had.
Is unbelievable.
It's really him on the one side, Randy, but you have to give credit to Taylor Swift, who's having a pretty great year herself. I mean,
she is.
Guys, listen. She's dating Travis Kelce. He's dating Taylor Swift. That's mutually beneficial.
They seem to be very much in love. I still know people who think that it's fake. I still know people who
think that. Well, I still know people who think DeMar Hamlin's dead. I mean, people are crazy.
I still know people that think the moon landing is fake.
But here's the thing. First off, it just shot. I mean, what a game from Kelce. I mean, the touchdown catch, the throw, the catch. Hamilton was draping him like clothing, and
crazy.
Did not matter.
Like, it feels like that was a thousand
of the five
years
best
ago.
Catches I've ever seen him make in this game. The diving one on third down.
I mean,
like, that was the mind meld. What a game. Was he 11 of 11 on targets?
11 of 11 for 108 yards and a touchdown.
Do you remember when people thought he was washed up? He was
old, four weeks ago?
And by remember way, when people were upset that he sat the last game of the year?
I was about to say, by the way, the decision to sit that game.
Genius.
Yes. Yep. I would you rather have a 1,000-yard streak extended another year or go to the Super Bowl? I think he chose wisely. We're all very grateful.
He sure did.
And now he gets a week off. I mean, that's the other thing. It's like he didn't have to play 4 weeks in a row, 3 weeks in a row. And man, this week off could be
massive.
I mean, Omenihu has made some remarks on Twitter that he thinks he'll be back. At least they're not ruling it out. We'll get a lot more information tomorrow. Willie Gay obviously was a last minute scratch. So I'm hopeful that two weeks off will give him that. We haven't heard anything about Brian Cook when he first got injured. There was hope that he might be back.
There was. That's true.
There was. We have not heard anything. That is surprising.
But even if not, if we have Gay and Omenihu back, then that's about as good as we could ask for on the defensive side. But you talk about the year for Travis Kelce. I want to put this into the ether now. I'll probably tweet about this in the morning. But look, both Kelce is the GOAT tight end as far as I'm concerned. He's also a pretty media savvy, intelligent man, and enjoys the attention and welcomes it. He has an opportunity to have the most viral moment.
Oh my gosh.
In the history of television.
Oh my gosh. Halftime.
If the Chiefs win.
Yeah, he's gotta
if
do it.
If the Chiefs
game.
Win, we saw her. Like I didn't want to even put this out there until we saw the nature of the relationship. She was on the field, she was on the podium, I think.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
After the game today.
Draped all over him. Clearly
if they win
they're...
the Super Bowl. And they, they go to him on the stage. Whether he's won an MVP trophy or just they hand him the Lamar Hunt trophy or the championship trophy or just they talk to him and then suddenly reaches into his pocket and he gets down on one knee.
Oh my gosh. I'm getting flustered.
It will break the NFL.
It will break the world.
I mean,
The pinnacle of human civilization right there.
But
I think
moments on planet Earth will be with the Chiefs having just won the Super Bowl. So it'll
probably be pretty good.
What are the odds? But I mean, seriously, I wouldn't.
They're not zero.
50, but they're not zero. They've come a long ways in 6 months.
They have.
I saw Darren Rebell tweeting this today, but Randy, I think we, did the math on her being able to attend the Super Bowl.
I saw his and I'm like,
all the way back in September or October.
Yeah,
it was mid-season. Yeah, exactly.
God bless
right.
the international dateline, guys. She can be on a plane and she'll be at Vegas in time for the Super Bowl. It's funny because, all season long, Chiefs haters and Swift haters who are generally one and the same,
they're
unhappy, miserable people who've just been, chomping at the bit to blame her for the Chiefs' troubles and to claim she's a curse. These are not just people motivated by just bitterness and hatred and bias, but also ignorance. Because if you know anything about Taylor Swift, you know that Taylor Swift always wins. That is part of her aura. That is part
that's
of
her,
why
that's
Taylor
right.
tour
that's right.
is the most successful customer of all that people. People look at her and everything just works out for her in the end. Even when she's a victim, she comes out on top.
Taylor's version could not have worked. I mean, could have not worked is what I mean to say. Like re-releasing your songs and doing all the stuff she's done there. If that was another artist and if that was someone that didn't have her pull and all that stuff, people could have just been like, well, this is weird, I'm good. But instead,
it's the same songs,
completely just revitalized her entire musical catalog. And I mean, again, yes, like you said,
right, but even that, I would say, okay, that's also that's part of her savvy, right? That
yes.
she always she understands her worth and
yes.
right, she's in business. I mean, not just having a tour that may have grossed over $1 billion, but releasing it as a movie.
Yeah,
working
sure.
directly, not Genius. Just as a movie, but working directly with not the studios, with AMC, with a movie theater that's, obviously the movie industry being what it is today, the movie theaters are desperate for exclusive content. They were happy to work with her, and that grossed $250 million. So there's certainly the savvy that she has, and anybody who underestimates her business sense is, a fool. But more than that, it's just like, you think about the people that have wronged her in the past. You think about Kanye West, going on stage. Where's Kanye now? What happened with him? The people who have wronged her, sometimes it takes time, but look at where she is now. Look at where they are now. So I was very happy to have her on our side from the beginning. Here we are, guys. We're in the Super Bowl.
We're talking about celebrity supporters. Can I give a quick shout out to Jason Kelce? It was such a blast, obviously, to get the Kelce Bowl last year. And, he hasn't officially announced yet. Sounds like, he's probably retired, but he hasn't made an official announcement yet. But man, it is so fun, not just to get Taylor Swift, but to get Taylor Swift and Jason Kelce as celebrity Chiefs boosters. I mean, I just could not pick two more fun people,
likable,
just to cut to on the sideline, and then to to be down on the field after the game. Obviously, just a really
Travis is a lucky man.
Yeah, just a really emotional exchange between the two of them. And, you know, Jason was being interviewed and talking about how hard it is to go to the Super Bowl, and obviously really fired up for Travis. I love
Okay, look, Rainey, this is our emergency pod. So we just had to get our listeners a good half an hour of us freaking out about this. And I think we've done that. I assume you're game for a more buttoned up midweek chat where we go through all of our fun stuff. And
yeah, we'll definitely be talking more. I'm looking forward to that. Talking writing.
My
of course got delayed because the Chiefs kept winning. Originally it was to run if we lost and we didn't lose, but now that we're in the Super Bowl, we're running one anyway. And
cool.
I've talked to you guys about it off air without giving away too much right now. I just say, If you know my history writing about championship teams, you'll know how much I am looking forward to writing this one. Like this, I should be paying them. Don't tell them that. But I mean, this one's going to be a fun one to write.
Yes, can't wait. So I'll
be in Chiefs mode very heavily here for the next week or two.
We'll definitely plug can't it when it comes it. Out and catch up with you later this week. Can't believe we get to watch this team. We are so fortunate. It's completely and 100%. Always Sunny in Chiefs Kingdom.